Volvo sets 2030 goal for new hydrogen-powered trucks. Volvo Trucks heralds a new era in sustainable transportation, announcing the development of hydrogen-powered combustion engines for its fleet. Scheduled for road tests in 2026 and a market launch by decade's end, this initiative propels Volvo towards its net zero objectives. Global decarbonization efforts in transport find a robust ally in Volvo's hydrogen trucks, ideally suited for long-distance routes and regions with scant charging stations. This move addresses the urgent need for adaptable energy solutions across varied geographic and infrastructural landscapes. Jan Helmgren, Volvo Trucks' head of product management and quality, underscores the dual advantages of the new trucks. Trucks where the traditional internal combustion engine remains but runs on hydrogen will have the same performance and reliability as our diesel trucks, but with the added benefit of potentially net zero CO2 emissions well to wheel. They will be a valuable complement to our battery electric trucks, which have been on the market for several years. These trucks will incorporate high-pressure direct injection, HPDI, technology, which enhances energy efficiency and engine power while reducing fuel consumption. A collaboration with Westport Fuel Systems, this technology will commence operations in 2024 through a newly formed joint venture. Volvo's strategy includes a spectrum of alternatives such as battery electric, fuel cell electric, and trucks powered by renewable fuels like biogas and hydro-treated vegetable oil, HVO, allowing customers to choose solutions based on specific transport requirements, infrastructure availability, and green energy costs. Conforming to the new EU CO2 emission standards, Volvo's hydrogen trucks will be classified as zero-emission vehicles, ZEV. This designation highlights the environmental benefits of combining hydrogen fuel with renewable ignition sources like HVO. Volvo's commitment to diverse decarbonization technologies positions it as a leader in the transition to sustainable heavy-duty transport, offering sophisticated solutions that respond to the intricate challenges of global transport logistics. Latest Senate report links major automakers to forced labor in supply chains.